Approximately 1.5 hours ago, R&I, the Mebo 2, was approached by two boats, the tug Husky from Willemstad and the launch Viking, both owned by Mr. Herrmann. On board the launch was Mr. Case Munders, who's been involved in a legal situation with North Sea and who's now being sued by the Mebo Limited. We interrupt this with another message.
We'd like to say thank you very much. The ship appears to be coming out, and we believe one of our managing directors is on board. Yes, we hope so.
Okay, that's very good news for all of us out here. A big sigh of relief gears up from everyone in the other studio. We'll repeat the situation once again. So an hour and a half, these two boats approached the Mebo 2, and on board were these two men, Mr. Herrmann and Mr. Case Munders, who Mr. Munders was allowed on board the Mebo 2 to talk with our captain. He said that the tugboat was going to tow the Mebo 2 back into land after cutting the anchor. The captain has said that this is an act of piracy and that he will not tolerate it. He asked Mr. Munders to leave, which he did. Mr. Munders returned to the launch along with Mr. Herrmann. They circled the boat for approximately 15 minutes. The tug and the launch joined together, and I believe a decision was made at that time by Mr. Herrmann and Mr. Munders to approach the Mebo 2 with the tug Husky, where they have acetylene torches on board, and they are now standing about 20 yards off the Mebo 2, with the back of the tug pointing in the direction of the bow of the Mebo 2, with their acetylene torches on the deck in preparation for cutting the anchor on the Mebo 2. However, as you just heard a few minutes ago, the trip from Scheveningen, the small boat which has serviced the Mebo 2 for the past 3 months, is now approaching the ship with one of our managing directors, with the managing director and the director of Radio North Sea on board, so we shall have more developments as they come along.
Yeah, well, our tug is now alongside our tug, not their tug, yeah. Our tug, is now alongside with a representative of our company. And he'd like to thank everybody who has phoned in, and that you may be delighted to know that you managed to jam our lines to our head office. So thanks everybody who has helped us by phoning in. But now, as far as we're concerned, the thing is now under control, we hope. And things are being sorted out now. We'll let you know further news as it gets, as it happens.
Okay. I think that's fantastic. Thank you very much, Mark Wesley, for that bit of news. We'll keep you informed as it happens on Radio North Sea International. We'd like to extend our thanks right now to those on the Veronica tender, on the small boat which came over from Veronica to aid us in our help. That's Radio Veronica. Thanks a lot, lads. And we'll be seeing you very shortly. I see your boat is pulling up alongside the Mebo 2. And we'll have a bit of a chat maybe with a couple of your lads in a few minutes. Thank you ever so much. It's really, in spite of everything bad that could have occurred today, it's fantastic to see the cooperation and the help. We thank you ever so much from every single person who helped in this particular situation this afternoon, especially to something like several hundred people who have come out towards the Mebo 2 in small boats, in large boats, to help us in this particular thing with Mr. Munders and Mr. Herrmann. Thank you ever so much once again. We'll be returning to normal programs rather shortly. However, if more developments should come up, we shall keep you informed.